Mr. M.I. Cricket lets her coming around the south, rolling straight hammers and bows in that old southern slouch. Please, ain't nothing but incense in my atmosphere. I'm bending corners in my lag bar, cause that's how we been rolling here. Yeah, the slang is in effect because it's Georgia kicking the can. His energy's attacking your heat just cause you're supposed to. Cause catfish cigarettes is how my flow flows. Rolling steady in that caddy, but the 50 bottles got to go. See, juice and gin used to be my friend from the beginning. Now I'm just a player sipping sauce every now and then. To catch a buzz like a bumblebee. Niggas who try to poop when he gets sprayed like Ray, cause it ain't nothing.
See, my heat is in the trunk along with that quad knock. No, my heart don't pump no Kool-Aid. Jumping, you'll get too sprayed. Too raised, you'll block the one and only outcast. Many is falling fast and I continue blasting. Quickly, they ain't gon' get me. Got something for them. The devil up in your grill and you still don't even know them. Show them who's the okay. Like collard greens and hoe cakes, I got soul. That's something that you ain't got. That's why your style is rotten. Stop in the land of ATL. Where nothing but pimps will be equipped, quick to make a sale swell. Swollen, got my pockets, business booming like rockets. Folks try to stop it, but they know that it's bad. Dusty roads, then I yell, ho, when I come up off they feet like a southern hustler pose. To do I in the house like a joint is lit for my kinfolks and all the that was down since we've been from. Taking them deeper than a submarine. So scream when you hear the team of two. My crew be thick is too fat, sitting off in a room. I'm packing my tag backwards if you wanna be acting wrong. Word is wrong like super glue. It's funky like book with scoop. And every word I say you can true.
Well, okay, don't get cast out. I swear to God, I got the highest moving Cadillac, the FBI listed. Coup de Ville, can you handle that, you rat? I take my time cruising around the city mall. And under my seat, but you suckers is your final curtain call. The one two to the gauge, P-U-M-P. You gonna do a jack, I heat the barrel till it's empty, get me. See, I ain't friendly, gets an end where I fit. Organizes on the track with the southern playalistic. So copy my slang and write my shit, but don't try gaffling me, cause sleeping you get served with some southern hospitality.
Yo, what's up, Twin Cities? Welcome back. Another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. And we're going to spend plenty of time today talking about one of the new, the incoming inductee for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Outkast, the legend. Started out Southern Playalistic out of the ATL. And they've been rolling ever since. Andre 3000 and Big Boy in the Dungeon. We'll talk a little bit about that. My crew, are you in? Are you in? Are you on? Unmute yourself. Say hello to Minneapolis. What's up, Timberwolves? You know, we need a wolf howl. Howl.
Man, I'm pretty sure they have one.
You know, where's the button at? 3-1. All that went down since the last time we were mic'd up. So welcome, Twin Cities. Welcome, Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy crew. I am JSE the Navigator, joined by the Don Data and L Boogie. Both safe at home. I weathered the storm and made my way to the studio to make sure we showed up.
You and Boy.
Man,
you and Boy Scout on it today. We appreciate that.
Yes, I'm checking these clouds though, and you know, there's already sirens or warnings that have been shared with the public. So be careful out there. We are going to get hit by a big storm that's already made its way through northern parts of the state. So be safe, be careful, but we still broadcasting at least for the next hour.
Yeah, well, there it is. And so let's make it a lively one and get you out of there. Stay safe. Man, you're right. Stay safe.
Stay safe. I saw a lot of people moving around, you know, the unhoused community. They're very much so in harm's way in situations like this. Weather is not their friend. So, you know, find shelter you know, help your relatives out, help your friends out, check on your elders. You know, we'll see how this first real storm of the season, right? I think that's kind of what this might be, right?
This is the first severe storm. This is, you know, when we were going to school and we had to go through all the drills and everything else, kind of remember that. And for all those who are listening, have your plan, as people have been asking, you know how you're going to get downstairs. Make sure you are away from windows, most secure place. If you don't have a basement, find a secure place along your arches and your in your bathtubs and cover up.
Yes, definitely.
But it's without question, just take care of yourself, y'all. And
well, tune in,
as we hear it.
Tune in to the warnings. Tune in to make sure you're informed. You know, we live in such a different time, right, where, you know, everyone's got their own device that they're listening to. Maybe they're listening to their own music or podcasts or you name it, right? But this is a time where you want to pay attention, make sure you don't get caught off guard, and be safe out there, folks.
Mm-hmm. Charge your phone up and do what you got to do.
Essence has joined us. Are you in a safe place, Essence?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, are we protecting ourselves because of the weather?
At least we're preparing.
The tornado coming.
We're preparing the public. You know, and hopefully it's much ado about nothing. But you know, weather's real. Mother Nature's for real. She never lost a fight.
Take cover.
That's right.
Take cover, y'all.
So we started out. B. Buckner hit me up early today and was like, "Hey, Outkast getting inducted to the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Great feat. So congratulations to Outkast.
Yay. Congratulations.
Southern Playalistic.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite Outkast song, Samira? Essence?
I would have to say... the one that comes to mind really is, do they say F-U-C-K Valentine's Day?
Oh.
That song.
I don't know that track. I don't know if I can play that
track.
We can't
play that, but.
It was not on
I really enjoy that one.
The clean version.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm going to take a poll. What about you, L Book? What was your favorite Outkast song?
Southern Playalistic.
Oh, really? The song that I played?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you played it for me.
I was playing it for you. Yes. Just for you.
I know you were.
That song brings me back.
He said, "Here's your favorite song, babe."
That song brings me back to ATL, you know, back in the day. And my homie, shout out to Ivan Goines from, he was from Dayton, Ohio. I was almost at Akron. From Dayton, Ohio. One of the craziest dudes I ever crossed paths with when I was in school, but he hit me to Outkast and this album Southern Playalistic, and that's kind of where it all started, and they went from there.
You were down there with them, man.
I was down there when this album came out in Atlanta.
With all that,
yes. That just shows how old I am, but at the same time, all that culture. All that unique way in which, you know, it's the history of hip hop, right? East Coast, the Bronx, that's where it came from. But as it emerged and manifested, and you had that Miami bass sound that, you know, I was like, what is this? You know, it's just so deep bass. You can't hear nothing. My ears, my whole body is ringing, you know, rumbling. And then, you know, we had some tracks and they were different. And then a very creative group, you know, Outkast, the Goody Mob as well. And the producers, I saw a great documentary on it's the Dungeon Crew or something. I can't remember exactly. I'll look it up. But and they were different. They were different. They took everything that was Southern and everything that was rap And then they interpreted in their own way, and they were smooth with it, and they were just young cats, you know, really just straight out of high school. And here they go, you know, another hip-hop group or hip-hop artist getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What a great feat. And I think Salt and Pepper is also going to be recognized as well for their impact. So, yeah, hip-hop. Changing lives.
Hip hop forever.
You didn't ask Mr. Buckner.
Mr. Buckner.
What his favorite was.
I didn't even ask myself. Mr. Buckner, what was your favorite album or track by Outkast?
No, mine's simple. It's Me and You. Your mama and your cousins too.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean that track alone was worth everything, and
I think I got that one again, actually. I got that one laced up. We're gonna play that one when we go to break.
Yeah, just smooth.
At some point. They were just real smooth with it. I mean, they had some old souls to be just so young. You know what I mean? Campbellton Road. Who knows? I think El Boog. You know a little something about Atlanta. You spent some time, Campbellton Road, Old National, right? You had to spend some time. Atlanta's an interesting place, you know. It is the heart of the Deep South with an East Coast swing to it, right? Mm-hmm. It's real kind of unique, real kind of different. I thought it was just. I was like, why is everyone, I thought it was like there was a Jamaican influence because everyone just wore a similar kind of very loud colored shirts and gear, you know, back in the day, right? I was like, wow, this is a different kind of spot. But fun.
They have their own vibe.
They do.
The city has its own vibe.
Yes, definitely.
And then it's, you know, surprised me about it too is it's really pretty there. It's very green.
Oh,
very
yes.
Green, lush,
yes.
Beautiful trees.
I paid $200 and I would have a membership to go to 4 or 5 different golf courses.
Oh.
And I loved that too. Yes. Mm. I
You were up in Buckhead. I like Atlanta. You were in Buckhead. I was, you know, I was in the hood.
No, I wasn't. I was not in Buckhead.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Mm-hmm. You
were in the country club.
But,
area.
I went Peachtree City.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Yes.
I wasn't in Buckhead. Yes. I was in Peachtree City.
I was Southwest right there in the hood, right by the, in the AUC. But what an interesting town, and what a transition and transformation, and Outkast was right there putting Southern hip hop on the map. That's when hip hop was more regional than it is these days, right? Everyone kind of has the same sound. You can sound like trap music, but, you know, maybe you're out of New York. That's interesting. That didn't happen back in the day, you know?
I went and found Rick Ross's mansion when I was down there. He's got the double R's on his gates in front of his place in Atlanta.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did the player pose in front of it with a picture. And sent it to my daughter because she called her vehicle the big double R.
Okay.
And I think that I will safely and confidently say that spending time there renewed a passion. And not that it was ever gone, but a different spark in hip hop because of the radio stations down there and the music. And it's just... It really was a different sound for me that I'd never really got into before. I was very West Coast, East Coast, didn't really care about other coasts, other areas. And then when I spent time down there, I just really loved their radio stations and the music.
That Southern hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
It's like nothing else, but they will cut you. Don't sleep at all.
Oh, that story's on that too.
Man.
I learned.
Yes.
I have a big mouth and so do they.
They will cut you. They'll do it just slowly and in a Southern draw, right? But a town that, you know, every weekend it seemed like there was a big old party where the whole city was rocking. And so shout out to Outkast for this wonderful recognition of their contribution to music as a whole, rock music, which I think has become more inclusive of other genres. If you were an artist that maybe was pop or hip hop, you know, yeah, they definitely transcended and still are. They're still making music. I have not heard. I have to put it out there. I've not heard Andre 3000's newest. Was it violin music?
Flute.
Flute. My bad. Have you heard it? Has anyone heard it?
I have. It's very nice. Okay. It's very relaxing. Because you know Andre, like a lot of the main reason why they didn't really go on and like really really blow up is because Andre 3000 suffered from like severe like social anxiety.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. So Big Ooh. Boy's like, let's go, and yes. everybody, you know, yes, and yes. he's just laying back like, I can't, and I don't. To and I can't, yeah, I can't, you know, he's so their careers or music career just kind of just didn't really go anywhere. But well, this off the couple albums that they made, they're like gonna be classics forever. And like,
yeah, I would say they did blow up. I mean, the truth they just didn't sustain for a long, long time, you know, and produce many more albums. But you know, clearly their induction into the Hall of Fame is based on that short time that they were rocking it. They controlled the mm-hmm. Southern sound. I mean, there's no Limit Records and Master P, and you know the whole New Orleans vibe with Lil Wayne. And but I think Outkast was different. You know, Outkast.
Yeah,
Outkast made a crater in hip hop in terms of their impression. You know, they let everybody know. We doing this in a different way.
They were fun, funky, yes. jazzy, yes. soulful. Mm-hmm. Could just spit them lyrics out, and yeah. But I think I heard that Andre did like a lot of like, you know, a lot of therapy and working on that, his anxiety and stuff like that, and then he just found like meditation and. Music without words, and he would still be able to be creative and do his thing, but he just does it kind of like a different way now.
Yeah, and I don't know that a lot of people like we understand the toll it takes. I mean, maybe we do. We don't think about it all the time as we're enjoying our artist or our favorite celebrity, but the personal toll of being that out there where people you can't even walk to the store without getting rushed by folks. People are interrupting you at your family meals, you know, and you get stalkers, you get all kinds of craziness that comes with that territory. And that's why many celebrities either keep their family protected from that limelight, or mm-hmm. you know, they you know, keep themselves off the grid. You know, I was reading about what used to be married to Angelina Jolie,
Brad Pitt.
No,
Billy Bob.
Well, that was Billy Bob Thornton. So I got him confused. I was actually thinking of Tommy Lee Jones, who was from Texas. Okay. So I had him. I had that incorrect. But he still lives a very simple life on a farm in Texas, right? And if you mm-hmm. show up to his spot, if he agrees to see you, he's going to have some cowboy boots on, you know, a T-shirt, and keep it real simple. And I think those who are able to have great success and not get caught up in all of the craziness that is fame and celebrity, I think they find their way through it by simplicity, right? Simple lives. So right. anyway, so that, but anyway, I have not heard that album. It was very interesting because I guess it would not be considered hip hop, right? Would you consider like...
No.
Like more of, and I did hear that he was really playing with sounds and tones and how mm-hmm. they impact the human body, like your brain waves. And so there was a lot of thought that went into that album, Yeah. But, you know, as hip hop is, you know, hip hop is such a competitive environment, you know, the other rappers were like, what is this? You know, it's unfortunate that there's not always that embracing when someone does something different. But, Andre 3000 still, I hear from many, many folks, you know, he's on the top five lyricists. List of many folks, many of my family down in Houston, down in Texas, were huge Andre 3000 fans. I definitely appreciated him
as Southern playlistic catalytic music.
Yes,
right? You know,
yes. Yeah,
Miss Jackson.
Yeah, those were some crazy. Those were some very creative dudes, and their whole crew, the Goody Mob. That whole collective they had going was, you know, definitely hit in that sweet spot, speaking of golf, right? And you know, knocked it out of the park and probably could have kept doing it, right? To be honest, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think Big Boy, if he could get on tour, he's still going to do it. It's kind of reminds me of Tribe and how they broke up and to some extent, and, you know, after watching that documentary, you know, similar in terms of like sometimes something has a lifespan and it, you know, no matter how fabulous it is, seems like it lasts forever. You know, everyone can't give it the energy it needs to sustain for longer than its time. So, yeah. Those are my thoughts.
Yeah.
I think we should play some more music. Yeah.
And I got pictures with them from like, they came here in like 96.
Oh.
And yeah. That's awesome. Big Goody Mob, Big Boy, well, CeeLo, all those guys. Oh, 3 Feet, De La Soul.
Yeah, I saw De La.
Find those pictures.
Yeah, De La, I saw them at, they came back. This was in the 2000s. To the Caboose. It was a great show. Let's take a quick break. Thank you for tuning in to another week, another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis. KFAI.org on the net. We'll be right back, y'all.
Somebody hit me the other day for a rendezvous. Was it the good and the dungeon crew? Let's say her name was Susie Screw, cause she screwed a lot. Making a hit that chunk at legitimate spots. Not no parks, back seats, and things of that nature. Had to hate your player. Digging up down, never said I hate her. Straight later, slayed her like Darth Vader. Made her from Collie Park and Fed all the way down to the hater. Like Jada, her wig was sharp and sporty, that was shouty. Save with the snake on eggs and a Beamer 840. It's foggy. I went to the crib to call her, but she lost me. My baby mama beat me. 7 o'clock is gonna cost me, but I still wanna cut her though. Maybe she had to work. I called her in the mall, wearing a real tight skirt. She was fine as I wanted to sex stuff up. She said, let's hit the parking lot so I can sick your duck. I say, cool. I really wanted to cut you, but this will do. I gotta pick up my daughter, plus my baby mama beat me too. She said she understood and everything was kosher. I gave her a little Will CD and a poster. It's like that now.
It's like that now. You better go and get the hoe about your bag now. It's about 4 or 5 cats off in my leg now. Just shoot game in the form of story raps now. It's like that now. It's like that now.
Now since the screw had a partner named Sasha.
Sasha.
Thumper. I remember her number like the summer. When her and Susie, yeah, they threw a slumber. Party, but you cannot call it that, cause it was slumber. Well, it was more like spending the night. 3 in the morning, yawning, dancing under street lights. We chilling like a villain and a feeling right. In the middle of the ghetto, on the curb, in the spite. All of the bush, we on our back, staring at the stars above. Man. Talking about what we gonna be when we grow up. I say, what you wanna be? She said, alive. It made me think for a minute, then looked in the eyes. I could've died. Time went on. I got grown. Rhyme got strong. Mind got blown. I came back home to find love. Sasha was gone. Her mama said she would have that be treating her wrong. I kept on singing my song and hoping at a show that I would one day see her standing in the front row. But 2 weeks later, she got found in the back of a school with a needle in her arm. Baby, 2 months due. Sasha Thumper.
It's like that now. You better go get the hoe about your bag now.
Tuesday, April 29th, KFAI presents LA Witch Back to the Turf Club with their latest release, Dog God. It's a spellbinding cauldron of dreamy, psychedelic, post-punk garage goth. Reviewers are calling Dog God their best album yet, echoing influences of The Cramps, Joy Division, and The Cure. Ellie Witch is past and present, reverent and profane, romantic and menacing, just like all good witches. Opening the show are Neo Psychedelios, Daystar. Tickets for Ellie Witch at the Turf Club can be found at the First Avenue website. Visit first-avenue.com for more details.
As I sit in my b-boy stance, with flip-flops and socks and sweatpants, I'm finna enhance your brain. Check it out. Once upon a time, not long ago, when the plague from the point didn't have no flow. Hit me from a tennis shoe, walking to the store, caught up nigga slipping, but now I link it to the flow just like Harvin. Cause I got the heat in my baby mama name, nah. Never bragging just to say nah. Even when I was a younger lad, I learned my lesson. Never talk to strangers in the trap and answer questions.
The Pope and his folks got us under the scope, but for unknown reasons, cause we don't sell dope that you distribute. We don't contribute to your clandestine activity. My soliloquy may be hard for some to swallow, but so is Carl Liver Orr. You went behind my back like Ludo when he cut up all the ore. Two things I hate, lies and thieves, they make my blood boil. But we're constricted on my soul that they call.
All right, welcome back, y'all. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy, celebrating the music of Outkast this week. Congratulations to the crew. Andre 3000, big boy, getting it done. Sir Lucius. What was his name? He had three or four names that he went by. Big boy, I always liked that cat. Both of those guys just rock solid. And I'm looking at the album cover, right? The art from it, and it took me back to what was the name of that CD company where you could, you know, you joined and you could get like eight CDs or six CDs. It was a racket, complete racket. Cause they would end up sending you CDs. Was it BMI?
Something like that. Yeah. Cause I got grounded cause I ordered a whole bunch and my dad, I ordered a Doors disc, like library.
Okay. Yes. Well, one of my six or seven choices, whatever it was this Outkast album,
because so
I remember
fun.
it took me straight there. I think I got Souls of Mischief in that one as well. So, yeah, those were bangers. Got myself in trouble, but anyway, what else is going on, crew? Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy crew.
What's up?
What's up?
Nothing much. Getting ready for this storm to come through.
No, I feel like it's going to be like right? Much ado about Listen, nothing.
I feel my age.
Bring it on.
I was about to say like the barometric pressures are making it hard to breathe. With that change.
Aww.
Yeah, you know, when you get older.
It does mess.
It does. It does. My grandma would be like, the barometric pressure is making me feel. And I'll be like, what is the barometric pressure? Now I know. I'm over here stretched out trying to breathe, but watching the clouds.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do.
It's actually, have you ever seen a real life tornado before?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm.
I have over south back in the day. There, a tornado came through South Minneapolis. And Ooh. Messed up the, okay, so Midtown Global Market, for everyone out there who goes to Midtown Global Market all the time, which is a great transition into what it is now, right? Very representative of community. It used to be a Sears building, right? Back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they replaced the lettering that used to be Sears, that's in green, with Midtown up around the top. It kind of similar to the Fauché Tower, right? Just the way it was constructed. That particular building, the South Minneapolis tornado of 83. I don't remember what year it is. I'm just going to do that, right? 82, whatever it was. Ripped through our neighborhood, El Boog, right? Over through the lakes area, right through the south side, the core of the south side, tore the S off of the Sears building, smashed a couple of cars. There used to be a Roberts shoe store on Lake in Chicago where we used to get sneakers back in the day. Picked up a bus, threw it into that. It was real. Yeah. And I remember my cousin, Slick Rick, saying, "Oh my God, look at this. It's a tornado." And then we were running downstairs to get into the basement. And we could see that that funnel moving its way through the upstairs window. And we ran and impacted. I think a tree fell on our neighbor's house and windows blown out. My grandparents' home there. It was real. So weather can definitely do damage. It could do it quickly. And, you know, so hopefully nothing bad happens tonight. So.
Right.
Yes.
Definitely take cover and
all that. I spent the weekend with my grandma, and I fell asleep to 24/7 tornado shows. She was playing I feel like she was putting it out there in the universe. We watched Eye of the Storm. We watched every time I open my eyes, I'm like, are you sure are you repeating, Grandma? This is another tornado show. We're laughing because growing up north, Lake Superior just handles its business. We don't really sweat tornadoes because the lake is so powerful, it sucks the tornado up. My dad worked right in Canal Park, and where they make, you know, like Tito's Pizza. Remember those little square pizzas? Does anybody ever eat those?
Yeah. Tito's? Anyway.
Tito's.
Yeah,
Tito's.
I love those pizzas. Yeah.
Yeah. My dad worked for the owner, Gino Pellucci, and doing electronics. Anyway, and he said he was sitting there at the bridge in Canal Park, and he watched a tornado form, and then the lake just go... And it didn't even, we just got the little wind whip of it. The lake took care of the rest. And I'm glad because we lived in this rickety old project house that was like sticks, like a house of cards. And I was crying because I thought we were going to be like in the Wizard of Oz. My dad's like, the lake will take care of it. Sure enough. But yet everybody up there worries like they live in Kansas, in Superior. But... No, we've only got the tail whip of a tornado before up there. So pretty spoiled.
Yeah.
So but yeah, I watched probably every tornado documentary hanging out with my grandma possible.
Yeah. And then
they're all really good.
And then you came back and you talked about how you wanted to become a certified storm chaser.
Oh my God.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
My cousin and I got on this whole trip. We're like, cuz, I wonder what it takes to be a certified weather spotter. He's like, I know we should look that up. So we look it up. We're like 1 to 4 hours of training, and it's free. And then we get certified, and I can put that on my resume.
See,
I'm like,
see, that's where people got too much time on their hands. Because when I see weather, I drive away from it. Right? I'm trying to beat the weather.
I'm not trying to drive into the eye of the storm.
No,
right?
I am not at all ever.
Watch the newest Twister. I just got to get a truck that has a little drill that can anchor me into the ground, and I'm good.
Grandma can do that.
Yeah, that's what we said. My grandma. My grandma's like, I'm coming with you, too. She was serious. But he and I, my cousin Tommy, we know nothing about the weather. So we'd be really bad at it, but we'd be certified. We'd be like, those clouds look kind of funny. Yes. But here's the sad thing. I think the Trump administration, I think the Trump administration took away the funding for those classes because every page said page not found. And there was, So I'm gonna have to wait for the next administration, I think.
Man.
Aren't they taking away the like the weather? The weather? Yeah, so we're just gonna have to like look up in the sky and do how we used to do and be like, is it gonna rain today? I don't know. Let me look up. Let me feel, you know, because we're not gonna have anybody to give us the weather report now.
Then no weather balloons. Those are they're too expensive to put up in the air. I'm not even kidding. I won't say what station it was or what TV show it was or TV channel it was. I really was thinking the way they were running the news and the weather updates for this tornado. I was like, is this kind of the result of the lack of funding? Yeah. Because they were just relying on a lot of the certified local storm spotters, babe. I'd be out there reporting back what I was seeing because, you know, the administration cut all the funding for that. So they'd be relying on me out there. I need to get my certification. The weather needs you.
I don't think you should do that. But anyway, I'm opposed. But go ahead.
You keep shooting down.
Go ahead, live your truth.
Shooting down my dream.
Did anyone hear about Secretary Kristi Noem getting her purse stolen? Anyone hear about that in the news?
Anyone? I did, but I didn't. Anyone? Whatevs.
Anyone?
Yeah.
Anyone?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
I don't.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You probably know more than we read.
Well, I think I want to venture into something new here. This is the first time I'm going to take this tactic to hear news through rhymes. So let's see how this sounds.
Tragedy struck in a Vancouver town. At a festival, a driver ran through the crowd. Pope Francis passed at the age of 88. Shannon Sharp getting sued and gotta face a case of grape. The draft is going on and one story really stuns. Derek Harmon's mom passed as the Steelers pick a son. Colin Kaepernick is training for the NFL. A lot of people in the comments saying that ship has sailed. Thinking teams will probably give a hard pass. Gilbert Arenas unstable at the car crash. It was initially bad, but their concerns faded. So a new sport was made up. It's called sperm racing. Teens in Kenya try to fly out but can't. They got arrested trying to smuggle 5,000 ants. You won't guess what Nevada man's arrest was all about. Cause he had support tigers, like seven in his house. Data breach at 4chan, a hacker in their tech. TLA posted N-word by accident on X. Mid-trip, the ceiling of a plane fell from its height. Passengers would have to hold it up the rest of the flight. They taped it up so they ain't hold it for the whole flight. Prince Andrew, an Epstein accuser, takes his own life. Former rep Santos is planning to do time. 7 years while the country's banning the food dyes. Female soldiers have to get in like a man and have to pass the sex-neutral physical exams. Trans ban in the military might be back on track. Trump tells Putin to stop after his mass attack. Illegal border crossings hit a record in the lows. Same last month, so this is second in a row. Trump targets Dr. Fauci to arrest the dude for show. Department of Education still collecting student loans. Milwaukee judge arrested cause she thought her choice was best. Allegedly helped illegal immigrant avoid arrest. Bitcoin at 90K in case you started to rock with these. Judge ruled Google has tech market monopoly. Gunman shoots tourists in India down. So Pakistan suspends visas, that's from India now. Morale from both sides is truly in the gutter, and the soldiers from both sides are shooting at each other. Thailand got a way to make.
All right, thank you, B. Buckner. That was a dope idea, and shout out to Trues Real, a rapper who talks about the news through rhymes. I think it should be a regular segment that we play on shows.
I like it.
It's kind of funky.
Y'all
right?
Know T. LaShawn. He does the exact same thing.
Oh, does he? Okay.
He's from here. He's really, really, really good.
Okay.
But I talked to you about that before, Janie.
Did you? Okay.
You know, remember that? Yeah.
I did. Yeah. Well, we may have to holler at him. I like the idea. I think it was, you know, just for the listening audience, we had a different plan for the show tonight. We were supposed to have a legislator on.
We had a plan.
We had a plan. We were supposed to have a legislator on, and we're going to have her next week. So we're just winging it and waiting for the storm to come and throwing some random stuff together.
I'm not winging it. Not winging it. Don't say we're winging it.
Oh, yeah. I am. It's all right. I can swing from the hip.
Well, you wing it.
I'm good. Aren't we close to day 100 for this administration? The Trump Elon Musk administration?
Mm-hmm.
Are we up to 100 days, Mr. Buckner? Mm-hmm. Are you counting?
Sorry about that, y'all.
He's counting. He's counting sheep.
No, we're not.
wait, ordered
I think we're on 9.
Is it
no,
what?
We're on 98.
98?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It felt like 100 more days since last time we talked about 100 days. No. When you said it felt like 200, that was just last week.
That was just last week.
It feels like it was 100 since. Man, there was a bunch of stuff I heard that doesn't work now because of the cuts. I can't even remember. Mm-hmm. It's so much that it's just overwhelming, you know?
And that's their plan, right? To get everybody so confused and sent off in different directions. But, you know, I don't know. Kamala said, I told y'all. And then she started laughing real hard. I'm like, that ain't funny. But she told us, right? She warned us. We warned everybody.
I mean, they put out
all of them.
They did put out a manifesto.
Told us what they're going to do. Now they're doing it. Now everybody's crying. So I don't even want to hear it.
Mm-mm.
Seriously. Just learn how to read the sky like we used to. You don't need to know what the weather is. What do people need Medicare for, right? What do we need that for?
Mm-mm. Yeah. Well, my uncle needs it for his cancer.
Exactly.
People with disabilities need it. I mean,
because they cut it.
Yeah.
He made $97 too much last year. He's a small business owner, farming. He made $97 too much.
I'm sorry about that. I'm seriously. Yeah. It's coming everywhere. They cut Renee Bullio Banks from the Native American Community Clinic.
What?
She was the elder resident. Yeah, she's gone.
What?
They had to let her go, yeah. Because the federal dollars, they can't do that. So all the people that used to go to Renee and get their stuff, get their everything right, can't do that no more. But, I mean, that's just everywhere. What do we do?
I think we're just going to start seeing the beginnings of some of this stuff, too, the worst part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I was listening to some ladies in Target. They're getting all ready, and they were talking under their breath about the tariffs, how it was impacting Target. And they were saying how, I know, y'all, not everybody's shopping at Target right now, but I needed something very specific there, and I didn't want to drive too far. But I was in there, and I heard them. They said a lot of vendors are buying a lot of stuff in bulk right now to prepare for the eventual cost impact of the tariffs. So they're buying extra right now. A lot of vendors.
Target can't get a dime out of me. I'm sorry. I don't care. I'll go somewhere else. I'll go to the other side of town. But I understand. Convenient. I totally understand. Right.
They said it was 7 a.m.
Or Walmart. Nope. Or Walmart.
I won't go in Walmart. But it was a 7 a.m. crisis. I had to go.
Mm-hmm.
Costco. And, there's always Costco, you know. If you're
they're
looking
not
for
open at 7 a.m.
There's always Costco, yeah.
If you're looking for a deal.
We need five.
I'm sorry.
We need five of
it was like Double Dutch. Yeah, I was trying to get back in the conversation. I didn't know where y'all were, so I didn't realize it was a 7 a.m. thing. I threw out Costco because, you know, it's always good.
Nope.
Throw in the conversation. This conversation.
That's my home life right there. He hears the last sentence. That's it. I will speak for 5 minutes, and it's just the last sentence. And I'm just looking at him like, what?
Oh.
Did you not hear the 5 minutes before that? It's really important.
I heard Target, and then I was like, Costco, you know?
Yeah.
For real.
Just, I never believed you when you said you had selective hearing. Never believed you. Now I know it's a real thing.
I told you. I talked to other older men, too. They have it, too. I think it's a condition, you know?
Condition by choice and convenience.
I think it's not intentional. It just kind of happens.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's convenient when it happens. It's, let's say that. It's coincidental. It's
like
sometimes.
Selective hearing or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but he calls it selective like listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes you're listening and then there's the Charlie Brown effect happens. And then, you
know, it should not be of your partner, though.
Well, no, but it just happens in general, though. Like, whoa,
right.
whoa. And then you tune back
in. You gotta give your partner, like,
well, I know. This is not about a partner thing. Let's not make it like that. I want to go home, like, have dishes flying at me. But you know, we all go through this. Like, you have a conversation with someone, and whoa. And then you tune back in, and then they say something. Exactly. And then they say something that's interesting, and then you try to jump in, and then they look at you like, we wasn't even going there. We weren't talking about Grenada. We were talking about grenades, you know, or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that happens conversationally because it's hard. You know, ADHD is the thing, you know. I think I did.
ADHD. Unmedicated ADHD.
This I know.
Overly medicated ADHD.
There we go.
He's the un. However, he can use that on this radio show, but that reasoning that he just gave will not fly when we're one-on-one. I teach active listening as a workshop.
That is a thing?
So active listening? You cannot.
It's a class? Can I take that class and I become more of an active listener?
I can train you right here on the couch in our living room. Give me 30 minutes if you're a willing participant.
I don't know. Is there a
active
class?
Listening.
Can I take it from someone else, though? Is there some, like, one of your colleagues?
Yeah, I'll get you a LinkedIn learning class. How
okay.
about that?
All right.
I'll give you one of my articles. I'll give you a chapter in one of my coaching books. I try to tell him that he like comes up with these grandiose reasons of why he does things, and I'm just looking at him like,
and you're so patient and loving with him.
Oh, all the time, right, babe?
No comment. Okay. I think I'm gonna play music now. Is it that time again? It's time for me to play a song. I would.
Oh, don't get yourself in trouble.
I would rather do that
because you're gonna come home.
That's what I remember. I remember my grandmother always saying, "Don't let the news beat you home." Anyway, thank
you.
Don't let the news beat you home. Right. Anyway, thank you for tuning in.
Don't
the Beast
the
Rhymes
beat you home or something like that.
Similar. But thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. We're going to take a quick break right now.
Patty Melton, Monte Carlos, and El Dorado. So I'm waking up out of my slumber, feeling like Rollo. So follow, it's showtime at the Apollo, minus the Kiki Shepherds. With about a when the leopard prints. Teddy, Pendergrass, cooler than Freddie Jackson, sipping a milkshake in a snowstorm. That I throw warm in the dorm room at the AU. We blue hate you, athletes might cake you, but you must have been mistaken with them statements that you make, huh? It up. Oh my god, dip my rim today so Nick can ride out to the honeycomb, hide out. I'ma show you how to wild out like Jack Tripper. Let me be Bambino on your slippers, YKK on your zipper. Lick you like a lizard when I'm slizzard or sober. 6 million ways to fold ya, like Noah's. I get twos of you and you get pretty deep. But I call your from 80s, I know you'll be there for me, girl.
Ain't nobody don't ask me, I'm so KFAI's Mini Culture presents live from Minnesota, Turtle Island Voices Rising. Celebrating Minnesota American Indian Month with hosts Deanna Standing Cloud and Trish Cook, and performances by Tufa Wan and Tiana Spotted Thunder at the Hook and Ladder, Friday, May 2nd. Doors open at 6 p.m. Event starts at 7 o'clock. The event is free and open to the public, ages 18 plus unless accompanied by an adult. KFAI's Mini Culture programming is made possible with the support of the state of Minnesota and the Arts and Cultural Heritage Legacy Amendment.
Right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, 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 baby mamas, mamas. Yeah, go like this.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Mama, don't like me. She be doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. And let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She want to rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for my child's birthday. I ain't invited. Despite it, I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Me and your daughter.
Got a special thing going on.
All right, welcome back, Twin Cities, Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy. I think that has become my favorite Outkast track, just in that I probably played that track more than I played many of the others, although I just appreciated the group. It's kind of like some groups, they come out with an initial album, and then they have a certain persona with that album, a certain vibe. And then they come out with albums later and they just, you know, they evolve. And Outkast is definitely, because I think Southern Playalistic is a certain kind of album. Real gritty, real East Point, Campbellton Road. And then as they evolved, it became more creative. I guess probably more influenced by Andre and who he is. I think of Common Sense like that as well. His first album was very different. So much so that the second album was called Resurrection, right? And he changed his style up, and then he became the Common we all know. But initially, he was rapping.
He's an actor now, basically.
Yeah, he's got a SAG card.
I got a SAG card, baby.
Yes. I mean, speaking of acting, didn't Big Boy and Andre 3000 were in that? Didn't they have a movie that they made or were a part of called
Idlewild?
Yeah, I think it was Idlewild. I think that's right. Yeah, interesting. They it's interesting how hip hop has evolved. And I was having a conversation working with my man Derek DeLille. Please come out to Hook and Ladder and check out the kickoff of Turtle Island Rising and American Indian Month, which starts in May. Deanna Standing Cloud helping to put that together. We'll be huddling with her and being a part of that programming. I was hanging out with my man, Derek DeLille, second son. He's coming out with an album in a few weeks here. And we were just talking about just hip hop and how it's evolved into this worldwide phenomenon, you know, something that people, when it came out, when I was a B-boy back in the day, original B-boy, and my family members and community members were watching us, they were like, what is this crap? What are y'all doing? This is not gonna last. This is just a fad. Lo and behold, hip-hop now is arguably the most influential genre of music in the world. fashion, art, the beats. Kendrick Lamar just...
Everything.
Kendrick, Kendrick Lamar just won Record of the Year for a battle rap album. Okay? That's how impactful.
And he performed at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You know?
Yes, exactly. So... You know,
hip-hop
again,
has got a lot of people, a lot of jobs.
That's right. Puffy, he got his craziness. We got
everybody.
The dark. We got the dark side of hip hop. Suge Knight, trying to beat people up. I mean, it's gone through all kinds of things, but here it is. It's still this,
rapping on Sesame Street
for real. And then they had the Dave Chappelle version.
Rapping the news.
Did you see that Dave Chappelle when they were rapping about? It was a skit, a spoof on the Sesame Street rap, and Q-Tip was on it, and they were rapping about STDs. Did you see that? Do you remember that? That was
hilarious. I haven't seen that. I have to look at that. But yeah.
Remember that one, B. Buckner? Where you at, man?
I am here.
You remember the STD rapping on Dave Chappelle as a PSA? You don't remember that?
I don't remember that, no.
Q-Tips on there? I'll find a clip. I'll send it to you. It was hilarious. So, yes, hip-hop. That's why we do the show.
Hip-hop's everywhere.
It was a no-brainer, right? Hip-hop. We're going to do some hip-hop, and we're going to talk about some politics, policy, right?
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
So, yes, definitely tune in. Go ahead, John.
I was just going to say, we waiting for a storm, huh?
Dun, dun, dun. It's like the Jeopardy music is going on in the background in my mind, and looks like it's clearing. Like, I could see the sun.
I guess
it depends on where
you're
at, too. Yeah.
I mean, where I'm at, it looks like it's much ado about nothing.
So when the alarms, you know, like the sirens might go off, just take cover. You know what I mean? Go to the fallout shelter, your basement, stay away from the windows, get some battery, get your batteries out with your flashlights or your whatever, I don't know. Whatever.
And in the meantime, you could probably just go out,
stay safe.
Go out on your deck and have a good
listen
evening.
To some hip hop.
Yeah, listen to some beats and rhymes, and you know, it's probably like a nice little breeze, you know.
Some lipstick on and then put on some hip hop.
There you go. I mean, I don't think I'm putting on lipstick, but you know. Maybe some lip balm.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good plan.
salt and pepper.
Right out of the store.
Let's not forget about salt and pepper and their
boy.
We talked about that.
Spinderella?
Right?
Was Spinderella included?
Spinderella.
In that?
Spinderella was.
She was the
DJ.
Good.
Been in the record. She's the DJ.
Yeah, they started out.
She's included involved. In the group too, yeah.
Yeah, they started out with just Herbie Lovebug and as their producer. Spinderella came on a little after they got going. But yeah, they're also being recognized. I don't think they're being inducted in the same manner as Outkast, but they are being recognized for their contribution to music, is my understanding. Is that right, Mr. Buckner? Can you enlighten
us? Something like that.
He found those cool articles and sent it to us. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Some hip hop. Some hip hop news today. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Some great hip hop news. Well, we have come to the end of our time for today's show. So we about to be out.
Great. I like them. With your folks.
Yeah, you guys too.
And all you out there in radio land.
Peace, everybody. Peace, love, and hair grease.
That's right. We'll be back next week, y'all. We out.
Okay.
We never relax. Outcast is everlasting. Not clashing, not at all. But see, my went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone asking. Give me one pass them. Drip, drip, drop. There goes an orgasm. Now you coming out the side of your face. We tapping right into your memory bank. Thanks. So click at the ticket. Let's see your seatbelt fastened. Trunk rattling like two midgets in the back seat wrestling. Speaker box vibrate the tag. Make it sound like aluminum cans in a bag. But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that BASS, babe? But I know y'all wanted that 808.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM Minneapolis. St. Paul, online and archived at KFAI.org, the community's true voice.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated. It's